A group of conservative policy writers is rethinking how children in military families are educated. It's proposing putting federal funds into education savings accounts. But as KJZZ's Claire Caulfield reports, opponents say savings accounts cripple funding for public schools and could hurt military communities.
In 1944, the GI Bill was signed into law, giving veterans access to federal funds and benefits.
Looking for a smart way to earn up to $30,000 for college?
For decades, that money was used by veterans to attend the college, university, or vocational school of their choosing.
Call 1-800-USA-ARMY and ask how to qualify for the new Montgomery GI Bill plus the Army College Fund.
Now the Conservative Heritage Foundation wants K-12 schools to adopt the same approach.
We need to ensure we are providing the children of our armed services with an education option that serves them as well as their parents are serving the United States.
That's Lindsay Burke, Director of Education Policy at Heritage. She wrote a proposal that would change how military families approach their children's education. Right now, if the child of an active duty military member attends a public school, that school receives money from a fund called Impact Aid. It covers the cost since the school isn't getting local tax dollars for that student. Burke proposes dividing military impact aid into individual savings accounts controlled by parents.
Anywhere between about $2,500 and $4,500 annually to an eligible child, enabling them to choose private education options, tutoring, online learning, etc.
Burke was alarmed when a Military Times survey found 35% of respondents cited dissatisfaction with their child's education as a significant factor in their decision to continue or end their military career.
It is a national security issue. It's a retention issue. It's a recruitment issue for the U.S. Armed Services.
Burke believes the savings account would provide stability for military families who are frequently forced to relocate.
But I would argue the opposite, and there isn't enough money in impact aid to give every military kid a voucher.
That's Eileen Huck. She handles government relations for the National Military Family Association. About 80% of military kids attend their local public school. And she says savings accounts would gut public education funding across the country.
Public schools offer a great way for military families to become connected to their communities. They're friends with their civilian neighbors. They play sports on teams with their civilian friends, and we want closer connections between our military families and the civilian communities where they live.
But the Heritage Foundation's Lindsay Burke is adamant public education wouldn't suffer.
There's currently enough money in the impact aid pool to do that. And this is a proposal that is completely appropriate for the federal government to undertake.
90% of K-12 funding is supplied and managed locally by states. But impact aid falls in that other 10%. This means the federal government could convert this proposal into policy. And the idea is picking up steam in D.C. Secretary Betsy DeVos spoke at last month's Conservative Political Action Conference to drum up support for education savings accounts,
which would allow them to take the funding that would go for their child's education at whatever the assigned school is and use it to customize their kids' education.
If this does become law, that would mean big changes for Arizona's K-12 schools. In 2017, the state received more impact aid than any other in the nation. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News. Phoenix.